Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Over the weekend, I was going through some boxes, through some files, going back in time, looking at some old pictures, greeting cards, thank you notes, other papers that I've kept, and that way back in time. And lo and behold, some of them smelled a little musty. Can you believe that? Well, that happens because, of course, the surroundings can get damp and there's not enough air circulation around those kind of piles of papers. Not that they were very thick. I mean, most of them in file folders were less than an inch, but there were several of those. And so in that file drawer, not in a cardboard box, which is probably not a good place to store things, but even in the file drawer, there just had not been enough air circulation. So, of course, to get rid of musty odors, the first thing is not to get them. And one of the really important factors there is having some air circulation and having the humidity low. Now, so far this summer, until yesterday, the humidity has not been a problem in terms of just overall humidity. But if you have things stored away, it's happened over, you know, who knows, year, 2 years or more, whether it's clothes, furnishings, carpet, so on. Or if you've, maybe you are going into a house that's been closed up for a while, even a refrigerator or a freezer that's been closed, and if you're not using it, of course, it shouldn't be completely closed. But there could be several circumstances where things have developed musty odors. So, you know, I started running down the list. Okay, what can I do? Well, probably the first and best thing is to throw a lot of that away. It probably isn't really important to keep a lot of that. And many people, of course, are digitizing, are storing those records some other way on a computer or some kind of file that they don't need to keep the actual item. And so that's one way to get rid of it. I still like to handle pictures rather than my old pictures, rather than putting them onto a computer. And, you know, you can pass them around and have a good time talking about them. So what am I going to do with the things that I want to keep? Kind of running down the list of, you know, the things that you probably have heard of. Number one is baking soda. And so I kind of checked that out because I've heard conflicting reports about whether baking soda does work. You know, one of the things they recommend is to keep a box of baking soda in your refrigerator if there are odors there. Well, you know, if the baking soda box has been there for 2 months, it probably is not doing the job anymore. But one of the sources that I found that I think is a pretty reliable source is if you have developed some kind of odor, maybe something was spilled, especially milk, for instance, and you didn't know it, you know, or didn't get it quite all cleaned up, you could have a really stinky odor. Well, put an open box or a dish of baking soda somewhere in the refrigerator and then change it out, you know, and eventually it will help get rid of that odor. Now, same thing could be done actually with these papers, is to put them in an enclosed bag, box, anything that's tight, and maybe use a rack or something. You don't want the baking soda directly on those papers, but so that it's a closed area with baking soda in there, and eventually, it probably will absorb that musty odor. Now, I'm talking about the things when you're already into the moldy stage, then you really have to start somewhere earlier to remove that mold, and you could have additional problems. But if it's just the musty odor, that's what we're talking about this morning. Another item to use is activated charcoal. And you can get this at some hardware stores. You can get it to where they sell fish supplies usually, and that you kind of use it the same way as a baking soda. You need it in an enclosed area, whichever area you're trying to remove those musty odors. And using activated charcoal in a room would be a bit difficult. It needs to be a smaller space than that. But it might work in a closet, for instance, and you can even purchase air filters that are made with activated charcoal. But you can buy the charcoal itself and put it in your own container. Again, putting the items that you want to remove the odor from in a closed container with the activated charcoal. And there's actually a chemical reaction that happens. It's not just putting an odor on top of the odor. That's what a lot of our spray things kind of do. Not all of them, but most of them just kind of cover up the odor. But there are these odor removers that actually have a chemical reaction with whatever is causing the odor, the molecules and so on. It's a whole chemical formula. If you like that, you need to get it from somebody besides me. But the same with the baking soda, the deactivated charcoal doesn't last forever. However, you can renew it by running water through it, even a little dishwashing detergent, and heating it in the oven at a low temperature, about 250 degrees, until it's heated through. And that will reactivate it, and you could reuse it, and it still will work. Well, another suggestion, and this was particularly for small closed areas like refrigerators, or maybe you have, and it might work again in anything you can keep tightly closed in, is a few ounces of imitation vanilla, not the pure extract, and put that in a shallow source. Again, maybe put some kind of rack over that, and then set your items on there. Purses, you know, sometimes if you haven't used one of those for a while, anything like that, you might be able to remove that odor. Again, it's a chemical reaction. Also, put fresh ground coffee, not the used grounds, but fresh ground coffee in an open container and let it sit inside the closed area. Now, the problem there is that for a while you'll also have a coffee odor, but that disappears faster than the musty odor does. There are also a number of commercial odor removers, and you know, we use the Febreze is one of the brands that has been advertised highly. There is also another one called Vroom, starting with a V, that is especially for, they advertise especially for cars to remove the smoky odors. Another one, oh, a couple others, the simple ones, cat litter will often help remove odors because, again, they have odor absorbing parts in the cat litter. And even newspapers, crumpled up newspapers. If you have, for instance, perhaps you've purchased an old suitcase because you wanted to use it as decor, or again, in a refrigerator or a freezer, crumple up the newspapers, stick them in there, and let them set for a few days. But again, you need to change those out. That won't last forever. But I think it's the chemical probably in the ink that helps. That's a guess. Chemical in the ink that helps to absorb those odors. Then there's the one that you need to consider with some cautions, and that is the ozone generators. They are often sold as air cleaners to could be used constantly or could be used for a special job, but there are lots of precautions there. Ozone is not O2, but O3, and so there's an extra oxygen molecule there, and you may have actually smelled this because you can smell that kind of strange, interesting odor. But though the way that works is another chemical reaction, that extra O combines chemically with the odor-causing molecules. And that sounds really good, but it doesn't always work the way you want it to. One of the studies showed that where there's new carpeting, and new carpeting used to have, and I'm sure they've been working on this, but a terrible odor because of the chemicals that are in the carpet backing more than the carpet fiber. Actually, the ozone made that worse because the O combined with that chemical made it more dangerous rather than less dangerous. So you have to use that with a lot of caution. It can be dangerous to health if you are exposed to a great deal of it. And, you know, walking into a room, walking back out is probably not going to do that. But if you're around it for long, it really affects lung action, so it can cause throat irritation and coughs. Might cause shortness of breath. It can, if you're exposed for a long time, cause inflammation of lung tissue, and it decreases lung function. So it's not something that I think an ozone generator isn't something that you just go out and say, okay, I'm going to put one of these in my room and it, you know, or in my basement and, you know, just turn it on and forget it. No, not a good idea. Should probably only be used in special occasions and by perhaps professionals who have had more training with them. So let's hope you don't even have to worry about any of these. You won't have to use any of these suggestions. But just in case you do, there are some options. And good luck with any of those you try. Until next time, here's a thought. Love many, trust few, and always paddle your own canoe.